Right now, it's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady, but some market managers in the Western Corn Belt predict that a few firmer bids may be seen before the day is over. Terminals are called steady to firm tops from $39.50 to $41.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,980. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.50 to $62.16. The weighted average, $57.72, a loss of 97 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.95 to $51.30, and the weighted average was $48.39. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,909. The base price range, $49.50 to $63. The weighted average was $58.98, a gain of 8 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.72 to $49.78, and the weighted average was $47.45. Be sure to join us this evening at the Tri-County High School in Wolcott, Indiana, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting gets underway this evening at 6:30 Eastern Time. That's 5:30 Central. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities, Chris Hurt from Purdue University, and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. That's at the Tri-County High School in Wolcott, Indiana, this evening at 6:30 Eastern Time. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required, and we hope to see you there.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. We have 4 degrees on Friends Plaza. We did have some rain overnight. Still raining very lightly out there. Rain now extends across southern Clay. The southern edge of it is around southern Clay County, Jefferson County, over to Crawford County. That's the southern edge where there's the heaviest showers and thunderstorms are occurring right now. And here across Champaign, Urbana, that's kind of the northern edge of the precip. And the western edge is about Decatur at this time. And showers and thunderstorms do extend across a good portion of central Indiana. Those all push off to the south and east later today. And as of 7 a.m. this morning, we picked up 58 one-hundredths of an inch overnight tonight. Now, frequent waves of showers and thunderstorms move across the Midwest this week. All areas will receive some rain, with heavy rain expected from Kansas through Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Another storm system will bring in rain at the end of March and early April. The Midwest will need a significant stretch of warmer and drier weather in the April to prevent planting delays as the ground remains saturated in many areas. High temperatures for the next week will be mostly in the 60s and 70s, with some 50s in North Carolina and Virginia early this week, and some 80s in southern areas late this week and this weekend. Lows will be mainly in the 40s and 50s, with some 30s in some locations as well. Rain over the next 10 days to 2 weeks will be a little too frequent and significant for early season field work in the western or central Corn Belt. The best field work conditions were expected to eventually evolve in lower portions of the eastern Midwest. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers and thunderstorms brought rain to the southeast Friday from northern Georgia through southern Virginia. Rain was heaviest in the eastern half of North Carolina and eastern half of southern Virginia, where 3/4 inch to 2 inches fell. Other areas in the Carolinas and Virginia received 1/4 to 3/4 inch, and rainfall amounts in Georgia were up to 1/4 inch. The Delta was mostly dry. Highest temperatures were mainly in the 60s and 70s, and the Delta was some 50s in the north. Highest temperatures in the southeast were in the 60s and 70s in southern areas, with 50s in portions of northern Alabama, northern Georgia, and the Carolinas. The northernmost Delta will receive rain today through Tuesday, while portions of the southeast will see light showers Tuesday and Wednesday. A weak disturbance will be widespread and mostly light rain in the southeast Delta Sunday through Tuesday. and we'll bring rain to the most of the southeast from Sunday through the 28th of March. Another storm system may bring rain to the Delta April 1st to the 2nd, and in the southeast April 1st to the 3rd. The periods of mostly dry weather between the upcoming rain events will allow for favorable planting conditions in most of the Delta and southeast. High temperatures for the next week will be mostly in the 60s and 70s, with some 50s in North Carolina and Virginia early this week, and some 80s in southern areas late for this weekend. Late this weekend and this weekend, lows will be mostly in the 40s and 50s, with some 30s in southern Virginia. In Brazil, rain will fall in much of the nation today and Tuesday, although southern areas will be drying out later today. Wednesday through Saturday will generate daily scattered showers, a mostly light intensity. The next more general rain will occur during the midweek next week, with some heavy rain may occur in southern areas. Overall, the pattern will be favorable for both late-season crop development and harvest progress. In Argentina, showers and thunderstorms are expected Wednesday through Friday, and a few more will occur Saturday in the north. A final disturbance is expected Sunday and Monday, mostly in the north and east, and the precipitation will interfere with field work, but no serious change in grain or oilseed quality are anticipated. Less rainfall will fall next week. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 487 and a quarter, up three quarters, last trade up one and a quarter. July, 489 down one, last trade up two. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 462 and a half, up one and three quarters, last trade up two and a half. July, 274 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade up three. December, 298, up two, last trade up two and a quarter. May corn opened at $4 and a quarter, up a half, last trade up two and a half. July, 411 and a half, up three quarters, last trade up two and three quarters. December, 403 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade up two. Let's take it out to next May, 415 and a half, down a half, last trade unchanged. May beans opened at 756 and a quarter, up two and three quarters, last trade up two and three quarters. July, 769 unchanged, last trade up two and three quarters. Novis, 795 and three quarters, up two and a quarter, last trade up two and three quarters. May soybean meal opened at 218.30, up 30, last trade up 90. May soybean oil opened at 30.75, down 2, last trade up 2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
As we were talking off the air, you were saying it's pretty doggone dark over in Indianapolis right now.
Dark, and I do believe that weather is going to start to funnel into this marketplace just a little bit. We're talking about a semi-wet forecast right now for next couple of weeks from what I can gather out of the weather that I've been reading here this morning. And that just doesn't bode well as we try to get an early planting season going across the Midwest. I think that's what they're going to concentrate on here now that we've got Informa out of the way with his numbers on Friday. I think when you look at Friday's trade, you had to be a little disappointed if you're a bull out here that the market couldn't hang on at the highs and finish well off its highs. But if this weather turns into it and we can get back up here and challenge the highs that we put on Friday, all of a sudden you get the bulls reinitiated again and probably start buying this thing up a little bit just to try and see whether we can get the crop planted. Mm-hmm. Early on, we're coming in just a touch better, say 2 to 3 better on corn, probably about the same on the beans. I think the corn will take the leadership, Dave.
Well, I was walking a wheat field in Shelby Township, Indiana, during the little warm-up spell that we had last week, walking the edge of the field trying to figure out how much of the crop might be alive as opposed to dead, and I would go squish when I walked along the edges.
We are certainly wet over here. I mean, I think that we're going to need some decent drying weather. And the local forecast, at least, we get out into late week and they start bringing more rain at us again. So we're going to have warm temperatures and we can dry off relatively quickly because most of the frost is out of the soil at this point. But we're going to need some of that drying so we can get started. They'll probably get started in the west quicker than we will.
Meanwhile, if you look at these charts from a technical viewpoint, the lead options, May, beans, and corn. You've got some work to do to get to the uptrend lines again, the long-term uptrend lines.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We've broken down to some extent, and that's got to be a little concerning. But you did also bounce down to your 100-day moving average on May corn on Friday, and actually were able to come back and close above that. So I think that might be a little positive. If you crack that, you've got me a little concerned that these spec funds might start to liquidate some of their length, Dave.
Turn your attention to the Merck and give us your calls over there, please.
I think a little easier tone to start off with. My goodness, we pounded those markets on the week last week, but the cash trade still seems to be rather sluggish here today and is expected to be in the early going of this week. But the Packers have some good margins, so I think that we'll probably end up seeing this market start lower and try and bounce back just a little bit, both cattle and hogs myself.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.